The sarod, along with the sitar, is one of the most popular and prominent instruments in the classical music of northern India. It's fretless and can mimic vocal qualities with continuous slides between notes. Its sympathetic strings and bowl-like resonator give it a deep, reverberant quality. Last year, we lost one of the world's preeminent sarod masters, Guru Pandit Lakshmikant Doshi. He received the highest honor awarded to a citizen of India for his contributions in the field of classical music, the Gaurav Puraskar. His son Garong studied with Dr. Doshi for 40 years, and this week Garong pays homage to his guru with a live concert titled Unity. In 2010, I spoke with Garong and his guru, the late Dr. Lakshmikant Doshi, about the sacrifice and commitment necessary to keep this centuries-old tradition alive.
The compositions which we play are passed on from one generation to another as per the Guru Shishya Parampara. The one guru, one pupil, and the guru gives according to the Shishya's abilities, the pupil's abilities. It is challenging to preserve that thing. This form of music, first of all, is not easy to learn. It takes lots of dedication and devotion. There are no shortcuts for this. And compared to other forms of music, which can be learned very easily, as we saw in this program, the micronotes which we have, the mathematics which we have, it's very difficult.
And you were talking with me earlier about one of your students from Virginia who actually drives several hours to get to you, and it's a three-hour lesson, and that's quite a commitment.
Yes, he has played professional violin and mandolin for 31 years, started afresh from us. We are so privileged to have several such students who have started after 18, 20 years of professional guitar playing, and they have seen the difference which our music has made into their existing form of music.
Speaking to this commitment, Dr. Doshi, your experience with sarod has been over 50 years. That's a long relationship with an instrument. And I'm curious to know how that relationship may have changed over the course of your 50 years with sarod.
Student kaksa ma sarod sikhu sitar karta aguru parto dukan ke ani andar parda nahi hota.
Initial days were very difficult. Learning the sarod was much difficult than the sitar, since it did not have any frets. I used to go to Jodhpur, which is a place which is far away from my place where I stayed. And in those days, finding a guru was not that easy. And after traveling and after learning for a long period of time and could not get those results in initial days, then a phase came when I wanted to leave the sarod. But my other colleagues like Manju Mehta and my guru both encouraged me, and that time also passed. As we have a saying, this too shall pass. And today, afterwards, yes, life was easy. The sarod started talking back to me, responded to me, and people started appreciating the performances.
Winston-Salem-based sarod master Garong Doshi, translating for his father and guru, the late Dr. Lakshmikant Doshi. On Friday night, March 21st at 7:30 in the UNCG Recital Hall, Garong will be joined on stage by his daughter, sitar player Anusha Doshi, tabla musicians Robin and Rajen Sukhadia, guitarist Dr. Gavin Douglas, vocalist Claire Wright, and clarinetist Graham Dart. The concert, in loving memory of Guru Pandit Lakshmikant Doshi, is titled Unity, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. In full disclosure, I'll be giving a short pre-concert lecture at the event. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.